Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Okay, health freedom. And this is hugely important that we get this. Benjamin Franklin said it, and this is a quote and a motto. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Yep, welcome to America. Okay, so all this, the censored and non-censored, the censored portion, we're going to be talking about blood analysis and what some artifacts in the blood from unusual origins, and it'll all be on the Dr. B VIP. Also, we have True Health Tuesday coming up, I think next week, or this coming Thursday, Thursday the 16th, so that's in 2 days, and that's going to be amazing. We're going to, all on Dr. B VIP, we're talking about huge, how the body works, and Extreme Health Academy. So today, if you go to healthfreedomdefense.org, just listen to this. Health freedom, and this is how you decide what's done to your body, is an essential part of what it means to be freed and and to be American. A foundational principle of the United States is freedom to the pursue life, liberty, and happiness, unencumbered by anyone or any entity, as long as that pursuit doesn't harm anyone else. Health is an essential part of life and liberty and happiness. Now, this means your own body. You are solely responsible for what you put in your body and how you choose to live your life. This means that, I mean, you could choose whether to take an antibiotic or not, whether you use supplements, whether to rest, stress management, stay healthy, if you could prefer conventional medicine. You decide. You opt for the risks and benefits because there is nothing risk-free. And we're talking even vitamin C. If you drink and take a lot of vitamin C without a lot of water, you're in deep trouble. This means that you are in charge. Your medical practitioners are consultants, not enforcers. And we've just gone through 3 years of this. But let's look where the history of this came from. Number one, Nuremberg trials. Now, this has to do with all of 1947, the Declaration of Helsinki in 1964, and the Universal Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights at the UNESCO Convention in 2005, all agree that the practice of ethical medicine requires prior, voluntary, and informed consent. There is no more basic right to choose what's permitted in our bodies. Among the lessons we learned from the Nazis, surely the most important is inhumane forced medical treatments on other human beings. And you got to figure the big pharma is funding our legislatures and medical trade groups. And some medical doctors across the nation believe they know what's best for others. They're seeking to remove your freedom to decide how you want to live. Now, legislatures, and these are in California, New York, Senator Richard Pan, who's, I mean, extremely fascist, is actually taking away parents' rights and your own personal rights. And, of course, he is funded by the pharmaceutical industry, and blatantly so. Now, if you look, one cause is money in politics, media, and medicine. Now, pharma gives $30 million a year to Congress, spends $250 million a year lobbying Congress, okay, and pays doctors $3 billion a year and spent $3.6 billion in advertisements. So the pharmaceutical industry literally owns the government, they fund the government, and they own the media as well. You know, it's interesting. What we have to do is throw the legislatures who have sold out, get rid of them. Okay, now U.S. tax dollars fund the pharmaceutical industry. Think of how weird this is, okay? That the investment, and this is research on drug, on pharmaceutical industry, we're funding, and I love this, the title of this article, and this is by intereconomics.org. The title is, U.S. tax dollars funded every new pharmaceutical in the last decade, and this was dated on 2020. From 2000 to 2019, U.S. spending on pharmaceuticals increased from $253 billion to $345 billion. This shows an increase driven by increased utilization, about 7% annual growth, so people are using more drugs. Increased spending on reflects increased drug cost. So they're raising their rates about 3.9% every year. And population growth grows about 3% every year. So their market is huge. And out of the 35 large pharmaceutical companies, they have a revenue of over $11 trillion. Okay. Now, here's some weird stuff. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the regulatory agency that's designed to regulate the pharmaceutical industry, receives about half of their budget, or about $2.7 billion, comes from the industry. I know it sounds crazy, but regulatory activities involving human drugs, which is a third of the agency's total budget, 65%, or $656 million, is funded by industry users. Biologics, which is what they call vaccines, is 7% of the FDA's total budget, and they pay around 40% to investigate vaccines. It's mind-blowing. Now, this industry, okay, so they capture the media. The pharmaceutical industry is regulatory capture. They've been captured by the FDA has been captured by them. They are also one of the biggest convicted criminals in the world. Now, and this is off of citizen.org. The title of the article is 27 Years of Pharmaceutical Industry Criminal and Civil Penalties, 1991 through 2017. They paid out $38.6 billion in penalties. Here's the problem. It's only about 5% of their profits. So when you look at this, you collect $711 billion, okay, in profit, and you pay out $38.6 billion in penalties. It's a cost of doing business. Criminal prosecutions of executives engaged in legal activities have been ridiculously rare. Larger penalties and successful prosecutions of the executives that oversee systemic fraud, including jail sentences, if appropriate, are necessary to deter future unlawful behavior. So we have to keep these people accountable. I mean, if you look at the government alone, okay, the CDC, and this is on the CDC.gov, the syphilis study at Tuskegee. Now, this went on from 1932 and ended in 1972. Okay, so you're talking 50 years, 40 years. Now, what's tough is they had 600 black men, 399 with syphilis, and 200 didn't have it. And they followed them, even though there was a cure for syphilis. They did not give that to them, and they gave them sugar pills or innocuous stuff and said this was part of the experiment. They paid for death benefits, but, I mean, criminal activity that the American government would experiment on our own people. Forced sterilization happened in America, and again, I'm just bringing up a little bit of history because if we're not going to learn from it, we're going to repeat it. Now, if you look at the 10 leading causes of death, okay, and this is, you're talking miscarriage, deaths by a surgeon, that's the second leading cause of death, abortion, okay, deaths associated with preventable harm to patients. If you look at this, 6 in 10 adults have a chronic illness or disease, 60%. And this is because the pharmaceutical industry has captured the government. They've captured the media. They've told you that you have to take a drug for a symptom. And it goes on algorithms. I mean, if we look at medication-induced mitochondrial damage, and this was first published on the online Wiley Library in 2008, every medication that damages the mitochondria, and this is everything. You're talking pain relievers, analgesics, Tylenol, and many others. You're looking at brain damage, epilepsy, migraines, schizophrenia, strokes. You're looking at arterial damage, arterial disease, chronic fatigue. All of these are secondary symptoms to being treated with medication. So literally anything that alters cell function is going to alter how your body adapts to the environment. And anything that damages this damages how the proteins are produced. And again, you're living in a tyrannical society that the big pharma has controlled the education. They've captured the agencies that are designed to regulate them. They've captured the media, and they've captured our government. And it's interesting that literally in the USA, our health is declining. Here's one out of 2008. Epigenetic control, a control above the genes. And this means that every drug, and we're talking cholesterol, antidepressants, blood pressure, drugs, anti-inflammatories, oral contraceptives, all of these things can control your genetic expression, leading to heart disease, cancer, nerve and mental disorders, leukemia, bipolar disorder. Did you know, and I got this off the CDC.gov site, 66 U.S. vaccines have been discontinued. So this means the vaccine religion, where everything is safe and effective, is it true? You got to do it on an individual basis. Okay, what is the risk of the disease? What is the risk of the therapy? Because we've gone through 3 years of safe and effective, one shot and done, and now we're seeing a lot through the forced medical procedures of cardiac issues, damage to the brain, damage to, I mean, virtually everything. So this is huge. When we look at the right drug at the right time and the right dosage, and this is way back in 1998, kills 128,000 people a year. So, I mean, in the government, not only is it not paying attention, it's not going to, because they're funded by the pharmaceutical industry. So we have got to take this back. We've got to take back our world. We've gone through 3 years of forced business closures, of forced masking, which we know that social distancing, business closures, and masking did nothing to prevent a disease and everything to damage the economy. And now with the economy in shambles, we're seeing the end result of this. So we are going to be taking back our world. And how do we do that? Well, number one, just realize your great-great-grandparents didn't have this insane society where for every ill, there's a pill. And it's all based on the algorithms that you're aware of. It's like I've got family members that pick up their cell phone and they'll see, you know, get your next boosters, protect your neighbors, turn in your neighbors, still social distance. I mean, all of this bullshit is still permeated through social media and through the standard media. And I pick up my phone, same source of information, and I'm getting Dell Big Tree the High Wire. I'm getting Children's Health Defense. I'm getting multiple studies and lawsuits going against the government and the pharmaceutical industry for damage that they've done. I'm looking at the Pfizer papers, which are being slowly released over the next few months, that indicate fraud in their studies and testing and a vaccine production protocol. I mean, this is one of the biggest criminal acts the world's ever seen. It's bigger than World War II, because every person on the planet, and I'm telling you, I had so many patients that were drug-free, healthy, dynamic. But in order to keep their job, they would have been fired from their job with no unemployment insurance. And you're talking single parents with two or three kids if they didn't take the shot. And if that is okay in anyone's book, you are completely mind controlled. You have the basic human right is to be in charge of what's happening to your body. So what can we do? Number one, get educated from all sources, okay? Not just CNN or CDC or the FDA, because those agencies are completely corrupt. Look at Informed Consent Action Network. Look at Green Medical Info. Look at Mercola. Look at our stuff. Look at the sites that have been censored for telling the truth. And we know, and get your family and friends, share the information. And it's tough because a lot of family members, I know, if you share that the risk-benefit ratio from the current injection, that there's a greater risk of heart disease, of autoimmune disease, and no long-term studies, they're going to shoot you down. They're going to say, yeah, but it's safe and effective, because they're just repeating those talking points, and they're going to look at you like crazy because you're not aware of the information they're aware. They're following the government. They're following the government's recommendations. Okay, so we have to change this. Get information, and I'm talking thehighwire.com, Informed Consent Action Network, Children's Health Defense. Those are the biggest ones out there that are fantastic. And what I like about the High Wire and Children's Health Defense is it's all referenced. You can click on there and share the reference. You can share the shorter videos. You don't need to share the two and a half hour long videos. It's just getting that information out. And here's a great statement. As free men and free women, we do not recognize the authority of the state or federal government of the United States of America to mandate general forced vaccinations. Remember, we have a government that is based on the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed. And we are not consenting. We are not consenting. If you feel that, and again, what did they say? Get one shot and then you can go back to normal. That was a lie. Masking was a big lie. Opening up schools, closing schools, okay? There's multiple studies that show that this did psychological harm to our children, and those children are going to be harmed for decades, okay, if they ever recover. Looking at speech delays, intellectual delays, with the shutting down of businesses, people have lost their homes and businesses, economy is in a shambles, and that is going to cost lives as well. And now we know that the one thing that shut down all of the government, it's no worse than the flu. So you have been lied to, and you have been forced to shut your business, forced to mask, which we know doesn't work, forced to isolate, which causes psychological harm. It's time to take this bath. And you got to know that in order to control a population, a scared, sick group of people is easier to control than an educated, strong, healthy group. And so this is not about anything other than absolute government control. So we have got to change this world, and it is up to us. We're going to literally start taking care of this. So what do we have to do? We have to, number one, campaign reform. We've got to change how the campaigns are funded. The lobbyist, if you're running a campaign and somebody gives you $1 million for your campaign and there's something that comes up to a vote, you want to keep that money coming in for the next campaign. Okay, campaign reform is going to be huge. Also, direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceutical industry products is only legal in two countries, okay, New Zealand and America. And so we have got to stop that. The liability protection that vaccine manufacturers have, that has got to be repealed. You got to be responsible for your own product. I mean, if you got the U.S. government funding for research for the pharmaceutical industry, and then the pharmaceutical industry produces this, and then the government buys that product and forces it into people, who are the winners? The pharmaceutical industry. Who are the losers? The American taxpayers and the American people that have had the forced medical procedure without informed consent. So we are going to be changing this world radically just by repealing the liability protection for the vaccine manufacturers. Make them responsible for their own product and make sure that informed consent, like you know what is going on, you know what happened, what is informed consent. It's going to be vitally important that people understand the risk-benefit ratio. And then to have any forced medical procedure required for entrance into school or a job or entrance into a restaurant or to get a passport, that is criminal. Because with every medical procedure, there is a risk-benefit ratio. Okay, what's the risk of the disease? What's the risk of the intervention? What's the benefit of getting a disease? What's the benefit of getting a shot or an intervention? Well, you know, intelligent people need to weigh those, but they need to have all of the information. Now, when you look at the Pfizer trials, that information is slowly being released. They want it released. They wanted the information on their trials released over 75 years. Luckily, a judge threw that out and said, no, you've got to release so many papers every month. So we are getting slow data flow that shows that that industry is not only criminal, okay, but there is evidence of fraud. That's why the CDC had to change their definition of what a vaccine is. So taking our freedom back. So number one, give liability protection to nobody in the vaccine industry. Okay. I mean, that's ridiculous. If you make a product, you got to be responsible for it. And have them do all the testing and studying. You cannot force this on the university level where you're paying the company to produce the product, you're buying the product, then you're forcing the people to take it. That's beyond criminal. And so we are in the country of big pharma, and the only way to take it back is to give them the responsibility and get the responsibility for our own health with us. If you feel that you don't have the intellect, knowledge base, confidence, or data to make your own decisions, and you feel that your doctor, ask your doctor if this is right for you, or ask your government if this is right for you. Do you think that the government's going to do a really good job in protecting your health? If the last 3 years didn't wake you up, then you are sadly asleep. And I have relatives that are sound asleep. They are not aware that there is criminal activity going on right underneath their nose. So we give the responsibility back to the people. We give the responsibility of the product to the companies. And then let's have a fair discussion. You cannot censor information. If you're allowing one voice, because there is no such thing as settled science. Science is always being questioned. The speed of light, the gravity constant, all of these things are in constant flux. Science is always evolving. Science is constantly questioning. There is no one voice. And until we get that voice back, until we control that industry, free up our government, free up our media, and then free up our ability to make our own decisions, We are living in a slave state. So it's time to take back our will, take back our rights. And remember, these rights, according to our Constitution, were given to us by God. And they weren't going to be taken away at the first sign of a pandemic or a panic or a war. No, these literally are rights inalienable. They can't be separated from us, given to us by God. And no government can take them away. And this is how we're going to rebuild the country. America has a chance to be the savior of the world. But the only way we could do that is by getting our freedom back and not succumbing to the pressures of the big pharmaceutical industry and big government. And, I mean, Eisenhower warned us. The warnings have been on the wall for forever. It's time we take back our rights. And please look at the information in Informed Consent Action Network. Look at Green Medical Info. Look at Del Big Tree of the High Wire. Look at Sherry Tenpenny. Look at Susan Humphreys. God, I mean, even though I've had 250 videos deleted from YouTube, look at our stuff, okay, that hasn't been deleted on BitChute and Rumble and the Dr. B VIP. There are a lot of underground networks out there that will be able to spread the good news that your body is self-healing and self-regulating, that you are a being that should be able to make decisions for yourself, and that the government, the Constitution keeps the government in check, that the government has done a number of very illegal actions lately, that we are going to, there will be a reckoning. Okay, the courts are already starting to realize that something illegal has been done. This is Dr. John Bergman, your voice for reason. We are going to take back our world. God bless you, and you in your God-given rights. I love you, and we're going to take this world back.